Folks, thank you for joining us here again today, Red Ice TV with Henrik. Good to have you all here. We're going to talk a bit about some of the censorship, some of the stuff that's been happening in the last couple of weeks or so. We all know that there's been a massive attack on InfoWars. Tons of different services, third-party services, social media platforms and stuff that InfoWars and Alex Jones was on have all coordinated, whether it's... Well, probably, most likely, obviously, behind the scenes, or I don't know how open they've been with communicating with each other. Jones actually mentioned, just a brief note here before we get to our guest talking about more censorship issues. Jones claimed that even the Apple a boss actually met with Zuckerberg, which I don't know if that actually is true, but they were actually discussing InfoWars. But, of course, in the wake of all this, a lot of other people are being squeezed out. We were yanked, as you might recall, from PayPal before this started with Jones. I even sent him a tweet, a kind of a warning, like, you know, Red Ice is, you know, removed today from being able to financially sustain itself. What about you? You guys, maybe tomorrow? I don't know if he's still on any of those, his payment platforms or not. I've actually not heard anything about that. But anyway, one of the guys that ended up here squeezed out from his service, in this case actually WordPress, is Jay Dyer, who joins us right now to talk more about this. Welcome, Jay. Thank you for coming on. Sorry to hear about the loss of the website. I definitely know how that feels. We had it happen to us, a hack, last year after the first Charlottesville rally. I was there to cover it and cover the speakers as media, but that didn't turn out very well. How's everything going? How are you holding up overall?
Yeah, I mean, because I focused a lot on the technocracy, that's one of the key things that I've talked about over the last 10 years, I would have been a complete fool and a hypocrite not to have everything backed up. So all of the material, I wrote, I think, 800-900 essays, film reviews, all kinds of things over the last 10 years. It's all pretty much backed up. So I'm not worried about the actual content. But of course, as you know, really what this does is just cause the creator, the writer, the speaker, whatever, the presenter, you have to kind of go on this perpetual hamster wheel of figuring out where to move all your content, where it's going to be safe. And so I think that obviously it's a coordinated attack on how people make a living. This is how I make a living. So I'm in the process, obviously, presently, of moving everything, migrating, which is a nightmare, especially if you've got, you know, over 10 years worth of essays, articles, lectures, videos, and content but basically it's just all my work. So none of it is necessarily lost. But what it does is it obviously damages my traffic. You know, my website was pretty popular in the film philosophy category. It's been there again for 10 years. WordPress has actually stood by my side in the past in cases where there were legal situations where there were threats. WordPress backed me up. So it's odd, given the fact that they have this public stance for supporting free speech. And yet this happened to me out of the blue, out of nowhere. I don't have a free package. A lot of people say, oh, if you use WordPress. No, I have the highest level paid business package for my website. Very popular, you know, 3,000, 5,000, 10,000 views a day, anywhere in there on average. And for them to just kind of like boot me out the door, there's no illegal content, no violent content, nothing like that on there. To just say violation of terms of service and then give you no explanation or no statement as to what this means or why, I think that's utterly absurd. And really, it just validates everything that I've talked about for 10 years.
Yeah, indeed. Let's talk a bit about... also, of course, previous sites. It isn't, and I know that many people out there have pointed this out, and it's worth mentioning before we talk about the details, what happened to you, Jay, and kind of moving forward and stuff like that. But InfoWars was not the first site to be targeted, despite what some of the more mellow, right-wing-leaning conservatives out there are talking about. We know that it started with Anglin, I mean, and Daily Stormer. That's basically the first website that's been driven off the internet. They're back now, but they also have to do what you just mentioned. Jump back and forth in different services, and this is time consuming, it's financially consuming, it's mentally consuming. And so this is kind of what they want to do, like make you jump around and spend all your time with all these administrative nonsense stuff, right? But anyway, in the wake of Daily Stormer, there's been many others too that have been deplatformed, from the Spencers to some other people, especially on the right, obviously. No, we don't see much of this on the left, despite what some people have said. I haven't seen much of that at all. But what do you think triggered? Why were you dragged into this? I know you were doing a lot of humor stuff, specifically on your YouTube channel. You're making fun of people. You're making fun of the LGBTQ, PTIPPST movement. Is that part of it, or what's the reason? Is it the eyes wide shut stuff?
It's hard to say. I mean, it could be anything, and that leaving you wondering, I think, is part of the operation, is that that you don't know. And so this could be anything from an AI system that flagged it, and it could be that my site was somehow put on some list and the list was given to different corporations to say, take this down. It could be a social justice warrior flagger who just had a bad day and was crying in his safe space and decided he didn't like what he saw at my website. You just don't know. And so I've not yet had any response to me, especially, which is a little odd given the fact that I paid a lot of money to WordPress over the last decade to have a functioning business level package site for that long. So I don't know yet. I don't know what they're going to, I mean, there's a chance they could reinstate it. There's a chance they could just say, get the heck out of here. We don't like you. They don't tell you. And that's part, I think, of the operation, is to keep you guessing. I'm not going to worry too much about that. I'm going to plan for the worst. If they return my site back, that'll obviously be good news. It'll be much easier to migrate things than if it's, shut off and I can't even get into the back end of my website. But again, I didn't there's no indication or evidence that I violated any terms of services or any community guidelines. Satire is very difficult to prosecute, very difficult to determine. And that's one of the difficulties of all of this tech stuff being not private. This is a key flaw in a lot of people's argumentation, is that these aren't private companies, because many of these companies, I don't know about specifically WordPress, but many of the other big Silicon Valley companies actually began with government funding through intelligence agencies and through tax exempt status and through tax money. That's where a lot of the Mother Jones has articles on this. I just did a long review of a 500-page history of DARPA that covers the history of these big tech Silicon Valley companies coming out of military-industrial complex. So, and not only that, we know that they've colluded with government for the last, since their inception. So really, they're not private. I mean, that's kind of an illusion that they like to keep up there. And that's how they can hide behind the, oh, we're private. We therefore have the right to censor and delete and ban anyone because we're private companies. But actually, in fact, they're not. And a lot of people don't know this. They don't understand the high degree of public-private partnership that's gone on in terms of all these big tech companies. And this is part of the reason why they think they can have the upper hand and stranglehold anybody who doesn't toe the party line. And again, I don't talk about anything that's extremely radical, fringe, or that wild. I don't think, but you never know. That's why that's part of it, is that you can't know. It's like, the Monty Python skit of the Spanish Inquisition, where you're tried and part of the trial process is that you can't know what you're being tried for.
That's a really good point. Here's a report, actually, that Silicon Valley has received billions in government subsidies, right? It is taxpayer funded. That's a very important point, very important aspect that people keep in mind. But I do like that the lefty opposition, Jay, has already, all of a sudden, they love the free market now and the ability for these companies to just go and do whatever the hell they want to do. And it's like, they might be laughing now. And I saw one of your tweets that there's some, shit monkeys that are like having a kick field day out of this. But like, you stupid idiots, they're going to come for you guys too. It's just a matter of time,
Well, actually, you mentioned the only left that I can think of that have been targeted were about 2 years ago. They did target Palestinian rights groups, and Facebook was specifically involved in that. Some of the people who've written on Syria were deplatformed. I think Syrian Girl, had her Facebook page completely deleted. She's tweeted my stuff out and given some support. I appreciate that. So a lot of people have reached out and been very helpful and given me a lot of support, because they see that it's not just me, it's also everybody else. And if they can come after me, I don't even have that big a reach. I mean, my website got maybe 100 to 200,000, 300,000 views a month, 400 maybe, my other outlets maybe around that much or more. So it's not like I'm, I don't have like a million followers. I don't have 500,000. It's not like that. And so if they can just deplatform me for no reason, and not give an answer, it doesn't stop with me. You know, you're not going to be safe just because you don't talk about 9/11 or you don't talk about technocracy or you don't talk about any of this kind of stuff or the pedo gate, you know, or any of the, I mean, maybe that's why they did it, because I was talking about that in recent interviews. Maybe it was because I talked about technocracy and this kind of thing. I mean, we talked about this level of censorship coming, you know, 3 years ago, specifically through the big tech companies. Yep. So it could be that. There's just no way to know. And really all you can do is not back down, but just keep at it, because that is what they're afraid. They wouldn't be doing this if we weren't having victories, if we weren't, threatening them. And whatever you think of Trump, I mean, at least on the part of the left and the establishment, they perceive it as this giant threat. And so we can at least still play on that they're showing their hand here. They're showing that they're not liberal. They're not free speech. They are totally hypocritical. They are totally against everything that they have claimed to stand for. I mean, for the last 2 years, these big tech companies have said, we don't censor anyone. We would never, ever do that. And now they are revealing their hands as completely contradicting and lying. And there's proof. Yes, you have. Absolutely. And you have. And you know you have been. It was all lies.
Yeah, that's right. And I remember one line specifically when I was looking at the when iTunes, Apple then effectively deleting Alex Jones podcast. And they had a line that was talking about, I'm trying to find it here and see if I can find it. But anyway, I remember it. And it was basically, well, we want to make sure that we have a diversity of thought. And we want to make sure that we protect those voices that are like, you know, on the fringes, I guess, or on the outside. It's like, wait a minute, you're literally just shutting down a service that literally is the expression of think different, like think outside of the box, do something wild, whether it's conspiracies or whether it's criticizing immigration or the establishment or whatever. But something has really changed, Jay. I mean, overall. And actually, before we dive into that, another good point that you made is this issue of they're never really clear with the terms of service. It's very nebulous. And the reason for this, of course, is that we won't be able to kind of wiggle around this, right? The more defined they are, the more clear they are in their language about what it is that goes and don't go, we can go. And I encourage people to do that if and when they find out that, go right up against that edge and push against that wall, you know, to ensure that it keeps expanding and not keep contracting as it's doing now, because it's a noose, it's a corridor, Jay. And I mean, yes, right now it's people on the right, it's conservatives, alt-right, it's all these people that are unacceptable to the neoliberal world order. But at the end of the day, I think that the whole corridor is just going to shrink. And you're going to have an immense pressure on speech, on behavior patterns, unless, of course, we manage to just blow that corridor to smithereens. What do you make of this? I mean, where is it going, really, if we continue like this?
I don't think they're going to win. I don't think this is going to be successful, because they don't think through the process of the blowback, the Streisand effect. All this does is garner giant attention to all the people that get censored. I've had a tremendous outpouring of support and following the last 24 hours. But I do want to, here's the problem with this is that, for example, the CEO of WordPress, Matt Mullenweg, he is quoted in torrentfreak.com in an interview as saying that WordPress.com will never take down a blog for posting deviant thoughts or ideas. WordPress supports free speech and doesn't shut people down for anything uncomfortable, thoughts or ideas. In fact, we are blocked in several countries because of that. However, US-based companies must comply with US laws. So now, if I haven't violated any US laws and the terms of service, if I have not actually violated the terms of service, which I haven't, then, you know, Matt Mullenweg ought to stand by my side here and point out that just because my ideas might be, what does he say, uncomfortable or deviant, they ought to be, he admits they're protected by free speech. So a lot of people have tweeted at WordPress and asked, why have you shut this down? Why are you doing this? I think they're overreaching here. This is not going to work. What do we see? A couple weeks ago, Zuckerberg losing billions of dollars within a few hours.
Yeah.
Over all of the scandals involving Facebook. And again, they're not going to stop at me. They're not going to stop at InfoWars or anybody else. They're going to keep doing it. I think today they gave Stefan Molyneux has two strikes today. They're going to keep going after people, and it's not going to work. All this is going to do is give attention to the people that they're taking down and grow their audiences. So in a way, I'm honored. I kind of get my badge here. This is my merit badge for moving to the next level of attention and persecution. Because, you know, it obviously highlights everything that I've talked about for the last 10 years.
Yeah, it is true in a way. I guess we can, in one way, I don't like to adopt that. I don't see us as the outsider in that way. I guess we are in the views of the liberal world order, and they surely dominate. So they effectively has made us outsiders. But what our opinions used to be, or our views used to be, like in our grandparents' days, very moderate and sensible and kind of in the middle of the road, really, to a certain extent. Just demanding that, from our point of view now, like what we're critical of when it comes to immigration and these kinds of things, which are very sensitive issues that you're barely allowed to talk about. But, you know, just expecting that the countries we live in look after the people that is the majority in the country and not replace them, that's not really that radical if you think about it. But they've made us outsiders. And my point is, Jay, I guess if we can adopt that label for a while and think of it that way, that's a good thing. We can say that we are the suppressed ones now. We are the hunted ones. We effectively are like the ones that they always, as you said before, claim that they represented, right? The deviants. That's what we are now. We are the outsider. We're the one who's thinking differently and stuff like that. And they are completely and totally unacceptable of our views and the different viewpoints that we come with, Jay. I don't know how people don't see this.
Well, yeah, they're making to be a traditionalist the real counterculture, right? So they're accidentally creating a counterculture of people who the only way to actually rebel is to be a traditionalist, to be on the right, to believe in organic forms of government, organic food, organic living, freedom to conduct your culture the way that you believe your culture should be conducted. I mean, these are actually not that right wing. They kind of, you know, make sense. They kind of, they're natural. So they're really just, again, showing their hand at being unnatural in everything that they're trying to force down everybody's throat. And it's not going to work. It's just not going to work because number one, they're going to end up shutting down commerce and hurting themselves. And we see this with Facebook. I mean, he's like in this position, Zuckerberg, where he's having to implement things that are completely unpopular, that are hurting the company. And they're being told to do it by these, you know, deep state interests, the Atlantic Council and these other groups that are going to police Facebook and tell Facebook what can and can't be there. And so Zuckerberg's kind of caught in between. And you know, all it's going to do is damage the whole company. And it should be that way. If they're going to operate at the betrayal of their users this way, and they want to talk about how they're free market, well, then they deserve to be damaged by the free market and not get the business that they think that they're entitled to. And again, it's not going to work. You can't have the business models that they want and allow the SJWs and their insanity to try to shut down everybody's speech, because it just makes everybody go somewhere else. It's really stupid. It's a completely stupid business model. It's even been shown that the affirmative action, the SJW stuff, is actually damaging to corporations. It actually brings down their GDP.
Of course.
The more they implement these stupid policies that don't match up with reality, that's the problem, is that they're not actually based in reality. These SJW policies are based on fictions in the minds of insane leftists, and it just damages the business model. So that's the best hope that we have, is that this is actually going to mess with people's business model. There's still a lot of capital. There's still a lot of money in the U.S. that is channeled into different markets. And if it gets out that these companies operate this way, it's really going to damage their business. They're really and they need to be put on the hot spot. They need to be. If you want to decide between the deep state and your users, make your decision and lose all your profits. Because even though, yes, these companies are deep state, they're created, they do still exist to make a profit. They are still there for profits. And that is, we saw it again in the last month. That is how, you know, Zuckerberg was hurt. He was hurt. There was talk of removing him from being, you know, the CEO because of these damaging policies. And what is weird is that he understands, he has to know that the fake news Russiagate stuff is not real. But he's caught in this position where he has to say it on behalf of the deep state that it's all real and that Facebook is at fault for getting Trump elected through Russian operatives and stupid little one-inch ads that had basically no traffic anyway. He has to admit that's true, which damages Facebook because the deep state demands that he admit that. So it's a giant cluster F, right? And if I had to speculate, given the fact that I've done interviews, as you have, with somebody like Alexander Dugin, who's had some degree of advisory status with Putin, my guess would be that there was probably some connection with the fact that, oh, maybe this is a Russian operation here, Jay's analysis.
Yeah.
So, we've had other big prominent leftist sites call us out for basically saying that the Russian narrative is a hoax. It's a lie.
We are on Putin's payroll. That's like established already. We're all on, Alex Jones is on Putin's payroll. He's getting money from RT. There's like journalists that actually asks him this kind of stuff.
And there's it's the stupidest hoax of all time. I mean, the fake news hoax of the mainstream media itself is fake news. That's the irony of this.
Yeah. So there are a couple of things that's happening then right now. Jay, in terms of this, let's just take a look at a couple of the stories. Deactivation day, D-Day, August 17th, coming up here in 2 days. You have a huge SJW leftist slew of people here that are urging, demanding that Alex Jones to be completely removed. He was actually put in the can here I forget if it was today or yesterday or something. Dorsey is putting him in the penalty box, so he can think about his behavior. I believe we put Jones in a timeout, removing his ability to tweet for a time period. So he wants him to think over and stuff like that. He's stuck in a
go stand in the corner.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Put your nose in the corner.
Exactly. It's absolutely ridiculous. And so, you know, they're doing these like, treating us like kids, obviously. But he is also kind of between a rock and a hard place because there has been, you know, Trump tweeted about shadow banning. There was the issue of him, shadow banning conservatives and stuff like that. So the more that he lashes out against conservatives, and maybe they will be dragged into some hearings. There are people that requested him to actually go and testify and stuff like that. And then at the same time, he needs to appease all the leftists so they don't leave here on D-Day all of a sudden. Very difficult for him, obviously. I do recognize that. But for Christ's sake, if they hadn't started this to begin with, if they hadn't gone on the slippery slope of what was the verification checkmark debacle, remember that way back, where they're like, oh, all of a sudden it was a change from just being like an identifying factor of who it is that you're looking at, whose tweets, to a verification. Like, we verify. And we approve, an approval rating, basically. We approve of this person's opinions. It's bizarre.
Well, you know, Alex, this week, I was listening because of all this furor, has talked about the credit score, the Chinese social credit score, which, as I pointed out in the last year, was very prominent in some of the episodes of Black Mirror. So, you know, I do a lot of Hollywood and film analysis.
Was that the first episode of the season? I forget which one it was. It was the Ron Howard's daughter that played
Bryce Dallas Howard.
That's right. That was actually really good, that episode. We were going to do a review on that. I didn't know that you had done that, but that you're right. That's where we're going. Social score in terms of that every behavior will be judged en masse by other people in a very collectivist sense, not in a good way at all. And if your social score drops under a certain point, you're basically be removed from using services and certain things in society.
Yeah. And here's the crazy part, which, you know, what I've done in the last year and a half is I've covered about 16 of the top globalist books, everybody from H.G. Wells to Jacques Attali to Bertrand Russell to Carol Quigley across the board. And one of the unifying factors amongst those guys is talk of that kind of a system being implemented eventually in their version of the technocracy. And that social score is just another version of what Bertrand Russell talked about when he said that eventually what they would have is a credit system where you would be allotted an amount of credits based on a universal income. A universal basic income that allots credits to you that kind of like old rollover minutes, they go away if you don't spend them all. So that, what this does is it doesn't allow you to save up any capital. So there, it's an actually moving away from the older models of capital and obtaining capital. In fact, I just said my last talk was on H.G. Wells's book, The New World Order. And he says in that book, he says that having capital, having savings, having these kinds of things will go away when we implement the global socialist collectivist model. Now, I'm not saying that, oh, that means we should be libertarian atomists. I'm not getting into that dialectic. But what I am saying is that it is true that the model that they want to implement is that social credit model that is collectivist, that is universal, and they want to have it everywhere. They want to have it across borders. So it's across nations. It's a way to end nation states, by the way, to have this kind of a system. It's just now being rolled out, but we are the birth pangs of the censorship and the people that they want to stop now. And if you think, oh, well, ha ha ha, that crazy conspiracy guy, Jay, he got taken out. Well, actually, what happens when you say something on Facebook 10 years from now, down the road, wherever, you make an untoward comment, something that's not PC, and Verizon decides that you can't have cell phone service, or the internet provider decides that you can't have internet anymore because they don't want to support haters and hate speech.
That's right.
And so then you lose your entire internet business because of something you said on Facebook maybe 5 years ago,
The thing. They could backtrack and they could. You might have appeased them on the terms of service 3 years ago, right? And then they change and update those. And then you're flagged for something you said 10, 20 years ago. It's ridiculous.
Last year, I had 8 months of consecutive bans on Facebook for jokes I made 8 years ago. And they stacked up consecutively. And so, and again, you ask, well, so what, who cares? Well, actually, you know, I use Facebook for my business. I use it to sell my books, my materials, my work. It's part of the public sphere where we all talk and argue and whatnot nowadays, like it or not. So it has nothing to do with like, oh, I'm not popular anymore because I can't get on Facebook. No, it's a damaging of one's income and livelihood. And they know that. And again, what I'm saying is that they talked about this 100 years ago, Bertrand Russell, H.G. Wells, these globalists, self-conscious globalists talked about this in their books. So, you know, it could be that. And whatever you know, I'm not saying Putin's perfect or Russia's perfect, but it just stands as this symbol, this way to throw everybody into the Russia pot, right? The big pot of like evil boiling vodka full of evil Russians. You're all tossed into that pot. And you're all bad. You're all evil. You're all wicked. It doesn't even matter what, you know, connections are or are not there, or what's legitimate or real or false. It's just a way to create complete fake news excuses, and to demonize everybody and have these faux excuses to shut everybody down.
That's right. And in that Black Mirror episode you're talking about, it's called Nosedive. Check it out, folks. I think it's on Netflix. If you have Netflix, cancel it. Download the torrent or something, Seb. But anyway, look at that episode. Check it out. It's really interesting. And it shows that creepy, like, really the hive mind, because these people, and imagine, because that's the world we're in now, right? It is just the collective opinion about something. Remember, Facebook implemented this idea that if it's mass flagged by the masses, if they consider it to be fake, then it's judged to be fake, irrelevant of facts, irrelevant of what actually happens in the real world.
And we don't even know that it's something mass flagged by the masses. It could just
be an
overlay that says you were mass flagged by them. I mean,
yeah.
And by the way, who says that you're supposed to follow the mass flagging of the masses anyway? Like, on what basis is like a, you know, 51% of the people say you should die as opposed to 49%? Why are you supposed to follow 51%? On what basis is that something that's true? As opposed to what the 49% say or don't say. I mean, it's absurd. It's completely arbitrary. And it's really dystopian. It's basically a sci-fi dystopian novel writ large. You know, everything that I've talked about and focused on, especially technocracy, the last 10 years. And so, no, I'm not surprised that they hit me. But yeah, it's unbelievable, because this is what we get when we completely lose. I think Heidegger said it well when he said that when you lose all sense of spirituality in your culture, you can't even diagnose how spiritually bereft you are. And so we aren't even able to diagnose how bad we are.
Yeah, it's true. It's where people are so detached. And one of the interesting things with all this phenomena of social media is, of course, that, you know, an echo chamber arises very quickly. And I recognize that that's true for any political leaning in any group and everything. But you isolate yourself in a group where you just basically are subjected to the same opinions. What I liked about a site like YouTube was that you could search for something, you know, different or whatever. And you could kind of go down the rabbit hole. Yes, to a certain extent, it was self-reinforcing material that was recommended to you. But you, as you know, they've started doing this. Like if you look at a JFK conspiracy video, it's like the link to the Encyclopedia Britannica shows up underneath. It's like encouraging you to think about this, that this is not an accepted view and, you know, kind of stuff like that. But what's interesting is that they said that it's hurtful to do recommended videos like this because it's, you know, self-reinforcing. But it's just preposterous because it basically means that, well, you won't allow any different viewpoints on your platform. And so the only accepted, the accepted viewpoint becomes the echo chamber. So it's a way to, you know, kind of collectivize the mass amounts of information that is available online, and some of that will kind of break from the from your standard programming, which is, of course, the beauty with the internet. You can look these things up, but that's it feels like we're entering into a time when that's going away now, Jay. They're restricting it now. It's happening. The shutting is happening. You know,
that's all part of nudging. The way that the AI and the algorithms are supposed to run the suggested videos and or content that comes up on your Facebook feed. In fact, you know, Facebook developers have already come out in the last several months saying we created the ever scrolling feed where things just disappear and you're never ending on your hamster wheel scrolling. We created that actually to addict you and to socially manipulate you. And yes, I'm sorry, we ruined society now. That's what these guys said. They come out admitting that, oh yeah, we messed up everything. Sorry, by the way.
Yeah, Facebook creates like screwed up kids, right? You remember that? And they don't even allow their own kids to go on Facebook and stuff like that, don't have a phone, you know? They know what they're doing.
Yeah, and they admitted that the way it was concocted was to self-consciously be addicting. So we know that, and Twitter is set up the exact same way. And so what we're looking at is a mass social engineering technique and experiment. It's also a lot of experimentation. They talked about this as well, which is weird because we had been saying this for years beforehand. And that was that not just you getting addicted to the platforms or whatever, but originally to have it very open source and very free. Then once everybody was on, they would bring the censorship. We knew they would do that as well. We knew they would start locking things down after they got, you know, a billion people on Facebook or whatever.
Yeah.
We knew that was going to happen. But the scary part is what you hit on that a lot of people don't know about, which is the nudging through the recommended stuff that comes up in the feeds. And shadow banning is part of that because they don't just want to tailor you able to see certain things and to censor other things. They also want to find out everything about you and then try to move you in a certain direction. That's the key thing about the nudging. Cass Sunstein wrote about this in his famous essay, which I've covered many times, where he talks about conspiracy theories and how the purpose of a lot of the social engineering online will be to nudge people away from alternative information and analyses. So we're actually partaking in a giant social engineering experiment, which a lot of people don't know that, but that's a lot of what this is. And that's why a lot of this Silicon Valley stuff is coordinated, not just because they had the same DARPA or Pentagon origins, but also because they're part of the same strategies and plans to experiment and study human behavior down to the nth degree to figure out how to move our opinions in the directions that they want us to go in. So while the internet has been a great place to study alternative views, alternative hypotheses and information, what they want to do is take it into the direction of a way to steer everybody into the same opinions, or at least
exactly.
Controlled versions of allowed opinions.
Yeah, exactly. The deviant information, which is kind of an unfortunate side effect for a little while, you know, until they can truly, you know, control it. And then also think about all the material that's been online and going to be online for how long, which, as you said, which AI system is going to get its hands on this information, vetting people, psychological profiles, which ones are the dangerous ones, which are is a menace to society, which people are persuasive and are influencers. I mean, there's a number of really disturbing facts here of what the web is. And of course, people have pointed up the web, right? It's a spider at the center. You're trapped in the web. It's very, you know, right in your face to a certain extent. But it bears mentioning that it's like, you know, everything that you do right online should be aware that it is like this is public, not only just public. This could be hyper analyzed in you know 20 years from now, 5 years from now.
Absolutely. And one thing they also do is future projections. So it's entirely possible that even though my site was not that huge, they could have projected that my influence could grow over the next 5 to 10 years. Like, who are the future influencers? We need to halt where they're at now, stop them now. So that's entirely part of it as well. They do a lot of future algorithmic predicting, you know, actuaries on future possible scenarios. So we've even seen movies that talk about targeting future influencers, right? This was one of the Avengers films. This was the plot of the Avengers film, was to target future resistance and so forth. So it's not going to work. I'm not going to like, oh, I quit now. I quit. I'm
right,
stop.
Of course.
No. Yeah. All I'm going to do is keep going and actually work harder. This is what it does, especially to somebody like me, you, other people. It makes us work harder.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Even though, if I have to double the work hours and I have to migrate everything for the next month, that's what I'll be doing.
Absolutely. And that's why it's so important for people out there to support everyone at all those steps where they ban people, especially, of course, if it's your favorite people. But even if it's not, make sure that you support us financially when these things happen. They try to shut us down financially. We reached out for help and you know, we welcome that help. We need it. And it causes me to want to step up our efforts even more. I this is what I want to do. I want to shove it back in their face. Oh, you think you're going to shut us down? No fucking way. Excuse my bad language, but that's what it
we've
is.
We've already won the debate. I mean, they wouldn't have to be doing this if we hadn't won the debate, because this shows, all of this shows that they cannot win in any actual confrontation. I'm big on debates. I love a real formal debate. They would never, ever, ever interact in that way. And they know that. They know that's not the ground where they stand strongest. Where they stand strongest is these strong-handed, underhanded, nefarious, you know, try to shut people down tactics. And that doesn't work. I mean, all you're going to do is cause a backlash. I've had, again, tremendous amount of support. If anybody does want to support me, by the way, I could use it because I'm going to be rebuilding basically for the next month. You can go to my Twitter feed, J_D007, and I've got my PayPal handle and I've got Bitcoin and Ethereum and Litecoin and all that, where if anybody wants to donate, and people that do donate, I will obviously, when I get things back and running, I'll give you guys subscription services, because a lot of people have benefited and been educated from the content. A lot of it's unique. I go through basically globalist books and tell you directly from their writings what they say, what they plan. This right here is something that I've talked about, them doing this. So this really backs up a lot of my material. And this is an alternate way for me to get a little blue check mark of validity. I don't need your blue check mark to show that I exist as a person. This trying to stop me just underlines everything that I've talked about. So, you know, it's actually been, it's been difficult, but it's also been a positive thing. And I have to thank everybody, especially who has helped me. Andy Worski, Styx, Syrian Girl, Patrick, you know, so many, Ethan, Ralph, so many people have stepped up, you guys, and put the word out and helped me get my story out. And I appreciate that very much.
Yeah, you bet. Last thing here before we do close down with you for today. Jay Dyer, still on YouTube. Check it out there. Subscribe to the channel. He is on Patreon as well. It's patreon.com/Jay Dyer. Support him there. You can also go to his Twitter, J_D007. And there is information there about PayPal and stuff like that. And so, yeah, again, I just want to stress that. support us, support Jay, support all of these people that this is happening to, so that we can get armed with resources, with capabilities, getting more people involved in our work, so we don't have to, you know, completely work ourselves to death trying to produce all the things that we do, and so we can produce more material, shove it back in these globalist faces and say that we're, you know, do you really think we're going to go away and lie down and die? They're literally financially trying to destroy people. They're creating desperate people, if anything, that are going to fight even harder in a way they can't. I mean, we're the Viet Cong now. They're on our territory, if you know what I mean. It's like they're the invading army, and that never proves itself to be a really good tactic. So, again, support Jay. Check out all the links. We'll add some in the description below as well. Thank you so much, Jay, for joining us today. Great having you with us. Keep up the good work and keep us posted. I know you're super busy now trying to restore the site, but when things are back up and running, get back in touch with us and we can have you back on the show and do focus on some of the big issues as well that you cover.
Yeah, I will say also appreciate it very much. And jaysanalysis.com will exist. I do still have the domain. It's in the process of transferring to a better way to host it. And all the information, and it's going to take me in just probably 3 or 4 weeks to get everything transferred over. But everything's backed up, so don't worry. You don't have to unsubscribe or any of that. It will be back. Just be patient with me. You guys know you've been through the same type of thing. It just takes a long time to, because what I like to do is make videos and be silly and do talks. I don't want to have to sit there and transfer and click, you know, moving all my stuff.
Isn't that fun boring. Though? I mean, that's so, it feels so good doing those kinds of things. And that's where they want us, right? They want to shut down our servers and just have to run around in the hamster wheel all the time. Nothing is ever going to get done. And they think they're going to get away with that. But there are too many now. There are too many at the same time that to shut down. And we'll see how to move forward here in terms of tactics. But as long as we have the support of people out there, Jay, it doesn't matter what they do to us, to be honest.
Yep. And tweet my stuff and tweet at WordPress and tweet at these people and call them out. Yeah, I mean, that stuff does work.
Yep, fight back. Get out on the streets. I said in my video about the Alex Jones shutdown. Organize. There's hundreds of thousands of listeners to Alex Jones, millions probably. Those guys, they need to organize. Go to Silicon Valley. Protest outside. Get loud. You know, the leftists are always so damn loud, and they're screeching and screaming and, you know, megaphones or whatever to show that this is a force too, because there is a lot of people, a lot of support. It's just not some small little thing here. And I think it's going to come, but it's just an encouragement, urging people, you got to get off your ass. You can't just sit on the couch and just think it's going to like get better at some point, because it's not. It's up to you guys out there to act.
And eventually it's going to be, it's going to be, you said something and your cell phone service is down. You said something 8 years ago, your internet's down. Doesn't matter whether you try to talk about things publicly. In fact, you're not going to even have a voice if you don't talk about things publicly. And 10 years from now, they shut you down because of a bad word you said 20 years ago. It's going to be everybody and all of your commerce and income, because that's the system that they want to bring in.
That's right. Thank you, Jay. Keep up the good work. We'll connect back soon. All right. Thanks.